if we still have a lot of biodiversity out there in the world, to a large extent, is thanks to the custodians of natural forests and other ecosystems, which are mostly indigenous peoples and local communities. And the fact is that to promote conservation implies a cost. And it's only fair that we also ensure that those that contribute to the conservation of biodiversity benefit from its conservation. So that's exactly what the third objective of the convention is all about, and that's exactly what the Nagoya Protocol is about, is to provide more clarity about the mechanisms and the legal certainty to promote the access to those genetic resources and associated traditional knowledge, and provide also the mechanisms to ensure that there will be benefit sharing for those which are the providers of those genetic resources and associated traditional knowledge. So in a way, it's a treaty that will help provide more equity in the world, in the relationship between nations.
So does that mean that stories that we've heard of genetic material being plundered for commercial use, does that mean that these kinds of crimes will be stopped?
That's what we hope exactly. So the protocol provides the rules for anyone, any company, for example, in the pharmaceutics or working with the development of new products based on genetic resources in other sectors like in the biotechnology industry, in the agricultural sector, etc., that they respect the rights of the holders of the genetic resources and traditional knowledge. And in doing so, we would avoid repeating bad practice in the past that promoted biopiracy.
The protocol talks about benefit sharing, and with the custodians of these natural forests and other genetic material, these indigenous peoples are at the same time citizens of a certain country. Are there any conflicts of interest? For example, do governments sometimes feel that these benefits should be shared nationally instead of just to a certain group?
That's up to each nation to decide. So the Nagoya Protocol recognizes a number of options for promoting benefit sharing, which could be monetary and non-monetary. It requires that provider countries to ensure a legal source for genetic resources and traditional knowledge, that they need to enforce prior informed consent and the agreement on contracts for benefit sharing. So that means that each country will need to put in place or designate a national authority on ABS, on access and benefit sharing, and that authority will have, on a case-by-case basis, need to make sure that if a company, for example, is trying to get genetic resources from a territory owned by an indigenous people, for example, that an appropriate prior informed consent process has been undertaken so that the indigenous people there would be aware of exactly what is the purpose of that access to those genetic resources and traditional knowledge, what purpose is intended, and what sort of benefit they will get from that.
How can the public use this information, for example, to help conserve or to protect life on Earth?
The basic idea behind this concept of benefit sharing is that we need to enhance the perception on the values of biodiversity. And a way to do it is to ensure benefit sharing. So if those that benefit from that biodiversity return some benefits for those that are the custodians of that biodiversity, then we would be enhancing the values of biodiversity and promoting its conservation. Because if those that are custodians perceive a benefit of continuing to conserve the biodiversity, they will ensure that they will continue to conserve it. So that's the basic idea behind it.
Are there any funds that will be needed to be able to implement the aims of the protocol?
So there's a provision in the protocol in Article 10 that a fund might be created, a global fund, but that will still need further negotiations. So at this stage, there's no assurance that we will be established in a fund and what and the nature of that fund. So the protocol only recognized the possibility of establishing such a fund, but that will require further negotiations.